am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
President Biden has issued an unconditional pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, who was due to be sentenced next week for three felony charges relating to the illegal purchasing of a firearm. The pardon has been controversial, but Biden says it was necessary as the charges against his son were politically targeted. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Kash Patel for FBI director. Patel is a former public defender known for his controversial and anti-establishment views. Patel has heavily criticized the FBI in the past. He is the latest in a long list of unorthodox picks for government positions from Trump. For State of the States this week, I speak to Andre Faoso from the Yale Daily News about both of these topics. I started by asking why President Biden has pardoned his son. Why has President Biden pardoned his son?
Well, Joe Biden pardoned his son Hunter after there were criminal charges in the states of Delaware and California relating to the illegal purchase of a gun and also tax charges in Los Angeles.
Biden has claimed the charges against Hunter were politically motivated. What is the evidence of this?
Well, there has been skepticism from all sides of the political spectrum following Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter. But Joe Biden's stance has been that his political adversaries, particularly Donald Trump supporters in the Department of Justice, have pursued charges against Hunter Biden as a way to get back against Joe Biden, particularly around the drug charges and the illegal gun or the drug use, Hunter's drug use associated with the illegal gun purchase. However, it is understood that, you know, Hunter did commit these crimes, and there is somewhat bogus skepticism around Joe Biden's claims regarding this being a politically motivated. However, the response to Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter could be seen as a very politically motivated response regarding the controversy around it.
And how controversial has this pardon been?
It has been very controversial. Democrats and Republicans have come out to speak for and against Joe Biden's decision to pardon his son. It has been a polarizing political issue, both for Republicans and Democrats, and political allies of Donald Trump have come out in stark opposition of what is perceived to be a controversial move by Joe Biden. However, journalists and political commentators have been quick to outline the double standard in this case. Before the end of Donald Trump's presidency, he issued more than 140 pardons, including to close allies and family members who were embroiled in their own criminal suits. And it's worth noting that now some of these people that he pardoned at the end of his previous term are now prominent members in his cabinet this time round. There is a belief that Joe Biden reacted to Donald Trump's Department of Justice appointments in this pardon that he issued to Hunter, and is also a response to Trump's stated willingness to use the US justice system to pursue political enemies. So in that vein, it is a perspective that Joe Biden must have foreseen that Hunter would have been a target in any issued criminal suits that Donald Trump might pursue when he sits as president again and also appoints his Department of Justice picks.
Has there been any other pardons from the Biden administration?
Political and judicial figures continue to come out in opposition to Joe Biden's decision. However, there are no surprises that this has mainly come from the Donald Trump side and from the Republican Party. A federal judge appointed by Donald Trump accused Joe Biden for attempting to rewrite history by pardoning his son. This is as post-pardon litigation to dispose of Hunter Biden's criminal cases wrap up in California and Delaware, where those outstanding criminal cases were. And in both cases, Hunter was awaiting conviction in both of them. So it wasn't like they got very far. And it seems like Joe Biden seized on the opportunity in the remaining weeks of his presidency to use his presidential power to pardon his son. However, there are questions as to whether this sets a double standard and whether this was a true violation of presidential power. However, with the incoming Donald Trump presidency, it really questions the legitimacy of where those claims are coming from, considering that most of them are coming from the Republican Party. And there's elements of both irony and hypocrisy for some of the claims that they're making in light of what Donald Trump did in his last president, during his last term as president.
And who has Trump named as his FBI director?
So Kash Patel is a strong Trump loyalist and former prosecutor who has been tasked with pursuing Trump's mandate on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He's been a strong peddler of conspiracy theories regarding Trump's political adversaries, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the overall integrity of the US justice system. He gained most of his credibility in the Trump sphere when he published a book that amplified long-standing theories that were peddled by the far right about the organization of prominent US political figures, how billionaires and non-elected policy influencers are embedded within the US justice system, and oriented them as a sphere of gangsters.
Why has Patel been chosen, and what has he stated his plans are?
So Patel has proposed a crackdown on the American deep state, which is another theory that has been long run by Trump supporters and from the far right. And it's an amorphous group of elected officials and journalists and billionaires that he has called out as members of an unelected bureaucracy, which use the United that control the United States and the justice system. And he will be tasked with, within his theories and his ideas that have been criticized and posed as very extreme, as the head of the FBI, he will be tasked with dismantling and restructuring the FBI as per the mandate outlined by Donald Trump during the election campaign. He'll be tasked with firing officials in the FBI that Trump deems to be inadequate for the job and whom he believes are complacent in politicizing the FBI. However, former Trump allies and existing officials have opposed the appointment of Patel, saying he is unqualified and that, in fact, this appointment is ironic, considering Patel has strong political motives in his intended operation and restructuring of the FBI. William Barr, a former Trump ally and attorney general, has criticized and opposed the appointment of Patel, saying he is unqualified and, in fact, that this appointment is very ironic, considering that he has very strong political motives within his intention when he runs the FBI, and questioned his suitability for the role. Trump has said he will use the FBI and its array of mechanisms in the US Justice Department to pursue political adversaries. And this poses a particular threat to the US democracy and to due justice within the Department of Justice at the moment. However, there will be an ongoing challenge for Patel's appointment, since Senate confirmation is a key part of this. And there will be heavy scrutiny over his suitability for the role, his qualifications, but then also questions regarding his fealty to Donald Trump and his ability to actually fulfill the mandate that is required in this appointment.
And how many of Trump's senior picks so far have been Trump loyalists?
Well, Trump has ensured to surround himself with loyalists during his second term. He's ensured to surround himself with people that are sympathetic and reflective of his political cause. And no doubt this will help him advance some of his key agendas that he campaigned on during this last election cycle. There has been strong criticism for many of his appointments, including concerns around their viability, but then also their suitability for the roles that they will be fulfilling, and also what their intentions are within them. There are fears of what these appointees will do within their roles as well, and also just the implications that this will have for policy processes and the integrity of the US government. There are also big issues that his appointees will be tasked with handling. And so come the approval of his appointees, and there will be challenge in appointing them when they reach the Senate stage, there will be the subsequent ascent into their roles in late January. And we'll just have to wait and see what will come in their ability to fulfill the Donald Trump agenda.
That was Andre Fawoso from the El Daily News about President Biden pardoning his son, Hunter Biden, and President-elect Donald Trump nominating Kash Patel for FBI director.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this? Ay, ay, ay.